वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रम. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर कजू इशिगुरु. ठीक है. नाउ कजू इशिगुरु वॉज बॉर्न इन 1954 इन नागासाकी इन जापान. सो ही इज अ जापानीज बॉर्न ब्रिटिश नॉवलिस्ट एंड लेट मी टेल यू दैट हिज फैमिली इमिग्रेटेड टू ग्रेट ब्रिटेन इन द 1960s एंड इट वॉज इन ग्रेट ब्रिटेन दैट ही वॉज एजुकेटेड. आफ्टर दैट यू शुड ऑल्सो नो दैट कजू इशिगुरु इज अ बुकर प्राइज विनिंग ऑथर एज वेल एज अ नोबेल लॉरियट. ठीक है. ही वॉज अवॉर्डेड द नोबेल प्राइज फॉर लिटरेचर इन द ईयर 2017. Okay, so all of these facts make him even more important. And yes, also from the point of view of British contemporary writers and British diaspora writers, he is important. Now, in general, you'll find that in his writings, he talks about Japan, the experience of immigrants of Japanese origin. But he's not limited to that. He's also famous for writing science fiction. Okay, so he's important from both points of view. Now, his first two novels, the first novel that he published was A Pale View of Hills. Okay, A Pale View of Hills. This came out in 1982. Okay, and the next one is called An Artist of the Floating World. Okay, An Artist of the Floating World. This was published in 1985. Both of these novels were noted for their explorations of Japanese identity, okay? And the first novel, A Pale View of Hills, okay? This one details the post-war memories of a Japanese woman who is named Etsuko, okay? E-T-S-U-K-O, Etsuko. Now, this is a Japanese lady who is trying to deal with the suicide of her daughter, okay? So, unke bare mein hai ye. Then the next one, An Artist of the Floating World. This is set in the period in the post-World War II era and it chronicles the life of an elderly person called Masuji Ono. Okay, Masuji Ono. And this person reviews his past career as a political artist of imperialist propaganda. Okay? So these two novels deal with Japan, the memories of Japanese immigrants. But as I said that he has not limited himself to only one kind of fiction. He has also written science fiction. In the year 2005, Ishiguro published the novel called Never Let Me Go. Okay, Never Let Me Go. Later on a film was also made on this novel. Okay? And broadly speaking, this is a story of three human clones. Okay? Teen logon ke clone banaye jaate hain. After that, another science fiction related novel is called Clara and the Sun. ठीक है. क्लारा के एल ए आर ए क्लारा एंड द सन. दिस वन वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 2021. सो दिस इज वेरी वेरी रिसेंट एंड दिस नॉवल इज सेट इन द नियर फ्यूचर एंड सेंटर्स ऑन अ ड्रॉयड हु सर्व्स एज अ आर्टिफिशियल फ्रेंड टू अ लोनली चाइल्ड. नाउ ड्रॉयड क्या होता है? डी आर ओ आई डी. ड्रॉयड क्या होता है? नॉट एंड्रॉयड बट ड्रॉयड. नाउ ड्रॉयड एक रोबोट को कहते हैं. ठीक है. सो ड्रॉयड इज अ काइंड ऑफ रोबोट और अ मशीन कंट्रोल्ड बाय अ कंप्यूटर. उसे कहते हैं ड्रॉयड. सो दिस ड्रॉयड सर्व्स एज अ आर्टिफिशियल फ्रेंड टू अ लोनली चाइल्ड. तो उसके ऊपर है ये नॉवल जो है क्लारा एंड द सन. ठीक है. नाउ अनदर नॉवल विच यू शुड बी अवेयर ऑफ इज द नॉवल द रिमेन्स ऑफ द डे. ठीक है. द रिमेन्स ऑफ द डे. दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1989 एंड दिस इज इम्पॉर्टेंट बिकॉज For this novel, he won the Booker Prize. Okay? And broadly speaking, this is a first-person narrative. Matlab, the story is a first-person narrative about an elderly English butler. And the name of this butler is Stevens. Okay? Stevens inka naam hai. He is an elderly person. And he looks back in what has happened in his life earlier. Okay? So, this novel is set in the 1950s. But this person, this butler, looks back to the 1920s and 1930s. And he remembers some things. तो उस चीज के बारे में है ये. नाउ लेट मी रीड आउट व्हाट अ क्रिटिक सेज अबाउट द वर्क्स ऑफ कजू इशिगुरु. ठीक है. कोट, कजू इशिगुरु इज ऑफ जापानीज एंड ब्रिटिश डिसेंट. हिज बेस्ट नोन नॉवल द रिमेन्स ऑफ द डे विच केम आउट इन 1989 एग्जामिन्स लॉयल्टीज पर्सनल एंड पॉलिटिकल मिस्टेकन और अदरवाइज बिटवीन द अपर क्लासेज एंड अ बटलर एंड इन द बटलर्स ओन रिलेशनशिप्स इन इंग्लैंड इन द 1930s. The butler's stiff and opaquely dignified style of communication acts as a kind of mask for what he refuses to see and acknowledge. It became a very successful film also. Ishiguro used his Japanese background in his first two novels. The first was called A Pale View of the Hills, which came out in 1982. And then An Artist of the Floating World, which came out in 1986. To bring into English literature a different point of view in examining post-Second World War consciousness of guilt in a time of rebuilding. Unquote. ठीक है. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Kazuo Ishiguro is an award-winning author. He was awarded the Booker Prize as well as the Nobel Prize for Literature. Booker Award was given for the novel The Remains of the Day. Okay? Afterwards, the first two novels that he wrote, that you should remember, one was called A Pale View of the Hills. Okay? Afterwards, An Artist of the Floating World. Okay? Afterwards, also remember that he has not limited himself to novels about Japan or Japanese identity, but Kazuo Ishiguro goes one step ahead and he has also written about science fiction. For instance, the novel Never Let Me Go, okay, Never Let Me Go, about human clones and the ethical questions that are generated by genetic engineering. Uske baad ek aur inhone likha tha science fiction ke upar, Clara and the Sun, okay, Clara and the Sun, which is set in the near future and centers on a droid or a robot which serves as an artificial friend to a lonely child. ठीक है.